Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm a night fire specialist. I'm here in Denver, Colorado. I am introducing just amazing people in oil and gas that really help our industry reach out and educate about energy. Introduce yourself.
Sure, Jack Hamlin, Energy Strong, and Sergeant Lundy.
Jack, where are we at today?
At the Rocky Mountain Pipeliner Zoo Lights event, and it's people that are in oil and gas industry here in Colorado and all their families and friends, and everybody's here in the warming themselves up in the hot chocolate hut.
And how do we do that? It's oil and gas, right?
Yeah, it's all heated with liquid propane. See all these heaters back here? It's all natural gas, baby.
So who are you with, and how did you get in oil and gas?
Sure. I'm with Sergeant Lundy Engineering Firm, and then I'm a co-founder of Energy Strong, which is an advocacy group. We were kind of founded out of this really strange dichotomy of intellectual consistency, right? You got people who are anti-oil and gas, who use fossil fuels to show up to our meetings and sit in heated buildings and rail against oil and gas. So we set out to kind of counter that narrative, and that's what we're continuing to do. I got into oil and gas a long time ago. It was like 2004, 2005. Worked at IBM up in Boulder. Used to drive around on my lunch breaks and see all these guys out in the field. Thought, man, working at a desk sucks. I'd like to get involved. And then back then we were, and every presidential candidate in my lifetime ran on a platform of energy independence. So I wanted to be part of that solution, and with that, entered into the oil and gas world.
When I first saw you, it was when Colorado really came and onto the news, you know, in Oklahoma, because we're, you know, all oil and gas, you know, farm and ranching, baby Jesus guns and oil and gas, right? And you really made sure that everybody in the nation started following you guys, like, hey, this is what's happening in our state.
Yeah.
You know, you had a huge opposition against, you know, the way we produce energy, and you started putting out really reliable information and education for the other side, energy literacy.
Yeah, well, the data's on our side.
Yeah.
We just don't tell that story very well, the industry as a whole. The industry as a whole does a really bad job of marketing itself, and it's always been put your head down and try not to raise too much of a stink, right? But we've got a very vocal minority and a bunch of politicians that will not swim upstream of the current narrative. And so it's no one's coming to save us. We've got to stand up or accept our fate. We're not going to have jobs to go to if we don't stand up. And that's kind of where I didn't necessarily want to get up in front of the state capitol and give testimony. I don't want to go to town halls and get yelled at. I don't particularly want to get up in front of groups of people and tell them what they need to do.
You didn't want to be on podcasts.
Yeah, I don't want to be on podcasts. But at the end of the day, if we don't get our message out, no one else will.
Yeah.
And so really the rally cry of Energy Strong is to stand up and help educate and advocate for our industry. And it doesn't have to be at the state capitol, but it could be your neighbors. It could be your friends. We're in a really good time right now to do that. You're seeing this these energy prices spiking, right?
Yeah.
And people, now it's front and center, this terrible bill of goods that the American consumer's been sold on the Green New Deal. I'm energy agnostic at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I choose oil and gas. If somebody else wants solar, totally cool with that.
I choose the most efficient energy.
Absolutely.
And right now it's the way we produce it.
No question. So really what we're seeing now is you know, some chickens coming home to roost. Ban it here and attack the means of production. Well, now what are we doing? Now we're relying on foreign regimes to power our economy.
Enemies of
and
our own nation that we want to
some enemies, yeah. Too. So like California is a good case. California imports most of its oil, even though it sits on top of the third largest reserves in the country. Where do they import that oil from? They import it from Ecuador and Saudi Arabia in the Middle East. How could you consider green energy loading oil on a tanker ship, shipping it halfway across the globe, letting it sit in the port of Long Beach for a month, 2 months, 3 months, burning bunker fuel to offload it to call that green? You can't. Ecuador, that's Amazonian rainforest, yep, that gets destroyed. Yep. There's no EPA in Ecuador. We produce it the cleanest air. If you want to, if you cared at all about whatever your topic is, climate change, environment, we would produce more oil and gas here. Natural gas is a great
natural
fuel.
Natural gas is the greatest fuel.
Greatest fuel. It's the most efficient way to deliver
now,
a BTU.
Colorado is sitting on huge amounts of natural gas.
The whole
gas
country.
In the Rockies.
The whole country.
Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana.
Our whole life
Northeast.
We fought. Our whole life we fought for energy independence. We have it. To squander that is a huge mistake. And that's what Energy Strong is for. We've got to tell that story as hard as it can be. And we are in some serious headwinds. But right now, with the energy prices being where they're at and the state of our energy policy in general, now's the time to take that narrative back. And I'm sure we can do it. People have just got to rise up in the numbers and tell that story. A lot of the town hall meetings, the COGCC meetings, the state capitol testimony where you can do it. It's all online on Zoom now. You can do your research, have your paper in front of you, and just read it into your camera like you do in any other meeting.
You can vote to be Energy Strong, crazy as that seems.
You can. You can vote to be Energy Strong. There's midterm elections coming up.
Yeah.
Our governor is up for re-election next year. Heidi Ginnall is very pro-oil and gas. Go Heidi. Heidi Ginnall is going to win.
Yeah.
She's on our podcast here in 2 weeks. You can check out www.energystrong.com. Check out the podcast. Just had an awesome one with Chris Wright. Talks about all the benefits of oil and gas.
I'm a fanboy of Liberty and Chris Wright.
Chris
man.
Wright.
What a great guy and a great message.
There is no better spokesman for
our North Frack.
All right. And Chris Wright, you're the man. You're watching this. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Hey, Jack, I'm so honored to meet you finally.
Great.
A little bit LinkedIn famous, thank goodness. And, man, God bless you. How do people get a hold of you so they can support your cause?
Sure. Energystrong.com. Go there. There's an area where you can become a member. And we've actually got this online interactive platform. You sign up as a member, put your email address, your name in. You build a little profile, and you can actually connect with other people that are Energy Strong on that Energy Strong site. You know, where you're not censored by LinkedIn or anything else. You can contact people directly. There's also commercials, talking points, a slide deck for schools and kids. You can set it in front of your kids and teach them about oil and gas and the benefits at a very elementary level. So there's tons of resources there. Check that out. Reach out to me there. Our emails are on that website. And support us. Sponsor us. We need money to help get commercials on TV. We need sponsors at events like golf tournaments and that. All of that goes to charities and help get our message out there on media and social media.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Yeah.
Guys, reach out again. Energy Strong and follow Fossil Fuel Fridays. We'll see you next time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Cool, man.